okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
Oh. I should have counted down. And I didn't. Forgive me, I'm off my game today.
Damn, Carlos. What's going on today? What's going on with you?
Whatever, let's get this shit over with.
You got a whole weekend ahead of you? It's Thursday?
Young world. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan, y'all.
And this is the blank of Carlos and Ryan.
Carlos is having a... Hey, better step your game up, man.
Welcome to another... Yeah, you know the fucking rest. Yeah, I look like a black DB Cooper today because I'm tired. And for those of you saying that I look like a douchebag, well, I'm in that kind of zone today. I'm tired of shit. I need bed rest, but I'm here, you know, doing another episode for you ungrateful motherfuckers. Ryan, speak to these kids.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Oh, I apologize on Carlos's behalf.
Your energy just not.
You know, seems like he's having a wild Thursday. Or maybe at a wild Wednesday. I'm going to have to ask him about that. But thank you, everybody, for joining us for another episode in relation to... I think we're at 108 now.
Sorry.
108.
108.
I like that number, man.
Well, what's so special? What's significant about that number?
I don't know. You know in, like, Chinese culture, if it's, like, 108... So let's say, for example...
We need them to be upset.
They take all the numbers and they put it together... Or they add it together. So, like, 108 would be 9. Because there's a 1 plus 8, but there's a 0. So, it would be 9, and that's a lucky... Or 8's a lucky number in Chinese culture. So, I don't know. I just enjoy it. But...
I can't.
Happy Thursday, everybody. And thank you for joining to another episode. There's a lot of shit that happened this week, man.
Quite a bit.
A lot of stuff, and it's crazy because I was thinking about the biggest news that we're probably going to talk about, or at least one of the things that everyone's talking about over the last couple of days.
My love life.
Oh.
Oh, you meant, oh, yeah, no, never
hey,
mind.
Hey, I guess your love life could take a deep...
No, it's pretty deep, non-existent,
deep,
to be
deep
honest.
Dive as well.
It's pretty non-existent, to be honest.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, it's just nothing's happening, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm talking to females, but just nothing's...
Hinge is a game, though, man. Yeah. You just got to keep playing.
That's the thing. I keep playing, and I keep losing, all right? It's asking me to please continue, and I'm out of quarters, dude. I don't have any fucking, like, what are you doing?
I got to get the 5 megabyte memory stick, man. Remember the good times.
Like the shark, what is it? The shark, what's it called?
There's no cheating to the game,
well,
the dating game.
I mean, I don't know about that. Mari Povich would disagree. Had a whole ass series about it, man. I don't know.
What would you consider the game shark to the dating game, yeah.
What would be the game shark?
You think it'd be like just straight lying to the person?
Yeah. Probably.
Until you get what you want, I'm going to bounce.
I mean, I don't see what else could there be? I mean, like, if you know how to treat women, like, I don't know. Just, like, that's not a game. That's just you being really good at the game, right? Just you, like, lying. I guess lying would be the game shark of it. You know, that's a cheat code in itself.
I guess, like, you got to talk about the end goal, like, what the end goal would be. Because, obviously, there's different end goals for everybody in dating.
Yeah.
So, then, like, one person's just trying to sleep with somebody else. Another person's actually trying to find somebody.
Yeah.
Another person's just wanting to go casually go on dates.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, I guess it really... determines what your goal is.
You know what is the game shark of dating?
What is it?
I realize. Dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs are the game shark.
That's actually huge.
That is the game shark. That is huge.
I've never had a dog on my profile.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have dogs, if you have pictures of dogs.
If you're just a dog
or you're
yourself.
Well, I mean, technically speaking, the dogs do get attract. If you're a dog, you do attract your female. Hey. There's a reason. Like I mentioned before, the dark triad, man. If you're a dog, you attract females.
Hey.
It's a fact. It's an absolute fact.
Calling a dude a dog, is that a bad thing?
Well, I mean, dudes are dogs. Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yippee, baby. You know what I mean? Shit.
What you sipping on there?
That's the thing.
What you sipping on there?
Some of that gin and juice, baby. That fine gin and juice provided by House Sand. You know what I'm saying? That fine gin and juice, you know?
Hey.
Shoot, maybe it might perk me up a little bit for my feelings. For those of you wondering why I'm wearing glasses, it's a simple answer, really. I don't want to sugarcoat it. It's none of your fucking business. So... You keep asking,
I don't know, man. What are you?
You might find out.
What are you hiding under there?
Fuck around, you find out.
What are you hiding under there?
Oh, no, nothing, man. Just some shit, you know.
Fucking Corey Hart, man.
Oh, hey, easy. All right. But no, enough about my non-existent love life in general. We'll keep you posted. Shoot. Apparently, Monique wanted to discuss, but you know, we'll have her on another episode. I promise she'll be back. I heard good things. I heard Monique was a good time here with the fans.
Oh, she had a great
time. She's an interesting time. So you know, she enjoyed her experience and she said she would love to come back. And who knows? You know, we'll have her back in the near future.
Beautiful.
Might even be in the next one. We'll see.
We gotta do like a segment.
You dating know what? She was down.
Dating tips with Monique.
Yeah, let's call her right now.
You don't have to call her. I don't want to bother her. No, leave her alone.
She's fine. I'll leave her alone.
You got to give her a heads up. Calling people. Yeah, you can't be doing that.
You'd be surprised. Trust me.
Yeah, this ain't like the 1980s where you just call somebody's. You call somebody's house and they're not expecting you.
When you discuss with Monique, she's on 1980s schedule, the way she works. But it's fine. You know what? I'll give her the heads up. It's all good, but I'll keep y'all posted. Anywho, all right, are we gonna address the elephant in the room?
What is your elephant in the room?
Listen, you son of a bitch, you sent something in the group earlier today that really resonated with me and kind of pissed me off. You in our group chat today, Ryan sent a Reddit video. Of a Caucasian pastor going off on one of the, I guess, one of the churchgoers because the churchgoer decided to go up to the front and was like, hey, can I spit some fire today? And the pastor was like, no, that's not how this works. Get him out of here. And the pastor goes rated G in terms of upset. Like, he was upset. But there was, you know, he was just, listen, I'm the pastor here. That's not how this works. I run the show here. I do this. No cursing, no nothing. Now, the reason I'm upset about you is this. If I was a pastor, you know full well I'd be cursing up a goddamn storm. And the fact that you think that I would do something like that and not curse is shameful. You know me too well. You know I would go off in that bitch. You pretend to be the guy interrupting me.
Wait a second. Is there something in the Bible that says not to swear?
Yes, it's in the Ten Commandments.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes. Oh, shit. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you can't swear. But I'll do it anyway.
But your church is
I'm breaking all Ten Commandments if that person interrupts goddamn. Mine. I'm just saying.
Goddamn.
Now, pretend that I'm up here.
Okay.
All right. Good morning, y'all. Blessed Sunday. Today, we're going to be going through the...
Excuse me, sir. I'm a Buddhist.
What?
And I just think that your church...
Hold the fuck on. No, I didn't even... what you say? Well, what do you want? What do you want?
I'm a Buddhist.
What?
And I would love to spit the Dharma.
Yeah, man, if you don't get your bitch ass out of here, push your face. Get the fuck out of here. Get it. Hey, look here. I run this shit. I run this shit. If y'all motherfuckers don't like Jesus, get the fuck up out my church.
That's pretty much what happened, though.
No, no, but he didn't curse. You need to curse. And here's how I'll go about it. I'll be like, listen, if y'all have something to say, I will call on you for it. I'll ask you to raise your hand. Don't fucking come up here and interrupt my sermon today.
Hey.
Y'all trying to get to heaven? Shit, I'll send you there today. I pull up my shirt. You see the gun where it is, with the gun there in my lap. You know what I'm saying? Same day courier, delivery, right to heaven. If y'all trying to be about that life, don't fuck with me. I'll fuck you up.
What happened to the tired
guys? All right? Keep playing with me. Anyways, turn your Bibles to Leviticus.
And that's how I go.
And that that's video was nuts.
Huh?
That video was nuts.
He was pretty upset.
I love how he was like...
He kept his composure, but he was clearly pretty pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, he kept it very Christian.
I love how he was like, I'm qualified.
Yes.
This is my place. And if you're not fucking Baptist... If you're Catholic,
yeah,
get out of here. It's just like, what? This guy's hating on everybody.
Oh, my God.
And I love how everybody in the audience is just like, God.
Sure. Okay. My thing is, what makes you qualified to be a pastor? Is there a school? I know Catholics have a school. Because you can't just be Pope, right?
Yeah.
You got to go through the works and, you know, sexually assault children. Oop.
Ooh. I'm just going to walk out of here.
Yeah, oh boy. Man, the Catholic Church is upset with us. Just saying. Yeah.
Hey, that shit's no joke.
We'll be right back.
That shit is no joke.
Anywho. But yeah, you have to go through, a lot of things just to be a Catholic priest. But I don't know if there's, like, a qualification. Like, do you need, like, a resume in order to... I don't know,
man. Mm. I would think so, though. Mm. I wouldn't think that they would just let... Well, you know, like, other than, like, a cult... A cult guy, somebody who's running a cult could just easily be like, hey, I'm going to get a following and then teach the Bible in my own sort of way. And they could do it that way. But I would assume with like regular day churches, when you drive by on the street and stuff like that, you would need to have some sort of credentials. Mm. And then maybe there's a larger organization that like fucking looks at your credentials. Can you imagine just people walking in church every Sunday, a guy dedicates his life and the guy was like, fucking,
you know, just interrupts
me.
Oh,
yesterday.
Yeah,
and then the next day I just decided to run a church. Can you believe that?
Hey, man, the Lord works in mysterious ways. is what they say. Is what they say. I'm just saying, if I was the pastor up there, y'all know what the hell. I'm trying to get YouTube views, baby. All right, y'all come to my church. Pastor X, who? Do you know who Pastor X is?
No idea.
Oh, my God. You need to watch those videos. Pastor X is an absolute classic.
No idea.
He curses up a goddamn storm. He has people call into his show telling him that he's the worst. Like, that's not what God wanted.
There's really?
One point, yeah. And then when he tells the caller, I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Man, cut this bitch off. And then he just goes off. And yeah, Pastor X, man. I believe he's still alive, but yeah, shout out to Pastor X. You're doing the Lord's work, man.
You know what that reminds me of? Like back in the day, like during like daytime television.
Oh,
if you stayed home from school. Yeah. If you stayed home from school and then like they'd have like a Christian church channel or something like that. And there'd be like people talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
And then people will call in and be like, oh, Pastor Carlos, like I just broke my leg and I lost my job.
Oh no.
Like, you know. What advice can you give me?
Well, listen here, Maddie. I will pray for you, but if you donate $200 in the next 5 minutes, not only will I pray for you, I will say your name in the prayer. All right? What's your name, son? What's your name, son?
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. Oh, Lord. Provide your banking information to my guy first, and then I'll gladly pray for you. Next caller.
And that's it.
That's how we roll. That's how televangelists roll.
That's sad, man.
Hey, well.
Televangelists actually like a really sad
concept. Some of them are pretty scummy. Some of them, I believe, are trying. Who knows?
Like those guys are making
cake. Oh, they're making bank.
Cake.
Joel Osteen, for instance, has his own
arena. Which one's that guy?
A Caucasian dude in Houston, Texas, has his own arena.
arena. Mm? That's fucked.
What's his name? Creflo Dollars. He asked his church to donate money.
His last name is Dollars?
Yeah, Creflo Dollars.
Creflo
Dollars.
Creflo Dollars.
Yeah.
That's a gangster name, man.
Well, that's him. In the name of Jesus.
Damn.
In the name of Jesus.
Dollars.
Ask him. He asked his church to donate money. So not for the church itself, but he can get a G7 plane instead of a G5. And he got the money.
Damn.
He got the money.
That's wild.
Hey. That's televangelism. And that is how the Lord works. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Now, some of y'all been asking. Some of y'all been wanting to know. What is the blank's thoughts on the yellow submarine? We all live in a yellow submarine.
Talking about the Beatles?
Do you know that song?
I love the Beatles, man.
I am the walrus. Cuckoo, ca-choo.
I'm just kidding. I don't know too much about the Beatles. No.
Oh, boy.
I don't think that's sick fucking style. And yeah, they're probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest band of all time.
They're the greatest musicians of all time, I'd say. Yeah. Like, damn. In terms of like pop music, they are the blueprint.
Damn.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But yes, the Beatles. Not the Beatles, the submarine. But the Beatles. The Beatles.
Okay, so give me your... First, for the people who haven't heard it, just give it.
How can you not?
I don't know. It's everywhere.
I'm just saying. It's fucking everywhere. There's no way you don't know about the story.
But if you can just give us a quick synopsis, like, just tell the people.
So these five rich motherfuckers decided to, you know, get the money together to build this, you know, half-ass submarine to discover not just anything under the sea, the Titanic, y'all. The Titanic. All right? For those of you that feel that was a fictional movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, read a fucking book. It was a real movie where 1,503 people?
Right.
1,503 people passed away.
I don't know.
From the incident. It sunk and people died. And they were trying to find it. Here's my thing. If life is so boring where you have to go find something under the sea, get your shit together. There's more things that you could do with that money, okay? Take better risk. Or, you know what? If you got that money, make a better submarine.
Yeah.
So, there's videos everywhere as to what took place with the submarine, how the submarine was put together. Not good. Not good. Not good. So, the big thing is the submarines was controlled with a Logitech controller.
That's crazy.
Now,
I get the concept.
I've played video games.
I like the innovation. I like the innovation.
I played video games in my past. I've had one Logitech controller. It broke. It broke after not long. I was a rager on video games. You know, played me my fair share of Dragon Ball Z and my 2Ks, and I raged. It broke. And after breaking so easily, I made it my sole purpose to never purchase a Logitech controller ever again for any system I ever owned. All right? And you can read the reviews on Logitech controllers. They're not good. All right? 1 stars all around. I'm not going to use their controllers to control something that is in control, that will literally have my life in their hands.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's just, come on, what are we doing?
Crazy.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Folks.
So the quality of the submarine wasn't great. But what happened to the submarine?
It submerged and contact was lost. They couldn't... You know, they couldn't contact the people. Days went by. Air was being lost. They had like 48 hours to go in, before air is lost. And then today they announced that they found debris. They didn't find bodies or anything, but it's the big assumption is that all of them did not make it. All of obviously, rest in peace to all of those who were involved. It's unfortunate. I just feel like a better job could have been done.
Definitely.
I mean, there is, like, obviously, you don't, when death is involved, you don't want to be put things to blame, but, like, a better, you know, secure way of doing things could have been done. Apparently, one of them has done this, like, over 35 times with no issue.
Wow. I didn't know that.
And time Damn. 36 did not work out so well. Like, climb Mount Everest or something. Is that all so bored or something? Like, do something that is much more safe. Like, if you're going to do something more, like, dude, here's the deal. If I have all that money, like, all of them are apparently billionaires.
Yeah.
All of them. You have all that money and not 1 cent went into ensuring that everything was safe. Hiring the best of the best to ensure your safety. I saw that video. It was just like a little cylinder that you sit in. If I'm looking for the Titanic, I'm going to make sure that shit's comfortable. I'm having luxury beds. You know what I'm saying? I'm having people playing the violin for me while I eat my lunch in there. I'm having a whole ass goddamn big ass submarine. Not just a tiny thing. What is that going to do? So you see the Titanic. Yippee. Then what? What are you going to say? Hey, we saw the Titanic. Oh, you get video? No.
Yeah, $200,000 to see the Titanic. Is that how much they paid?
Allegedly.
Like around like $200,000 yeah. to see the Titanic?
Well, clearly it's not where. It should be a lot more.
That's crazy.
Well.
What a crazy story.
Insane.
Like, insane. To go out like that, just being like, yeah, like, I went out because I got too much money. You know, people die in, like, expensive car crashes?
Expensive-ass car crashes.
Like,
there was
stuff
that,
like that.
There was that rocket ship that exploded right in front of, I forget what that's called. You know, the they were trying to go to space, and then on launch, the fucking thing exploded, and all the astronauts passed away.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. See, that's a freak accident because accidents like that happen. But you know what? They ensured safety and it was a freak accident and they prevented that shit from happening again. But this.
Yeah, what a crazy situation.
This was a fuck up that could have 110% been avoided.
I guess like the first thing that some people may not know, but like supposedly the quality of the ship.
Mm.
And the materials that they used just weren't the greatest. And, like, that's why I was, like, super shocked when you said that, oh, this happened, like, 35 times before. And it's like, really? With the same boat? Because I guess at that point.
Well, I don't know if it was the same quality. But
I would think that it would be worse. That this boat, yeah. after 35 times, would
it
probably be the one that, like, would be better. But I guess
mean,
like
after
maybe,
35 times, you would assume this is the best of the best.
Or unless like the CEO of that company happened to cheap out on the materials.
Now,
like,
times must have been hard. I don't know. COVID must have raised prices for some of the parts.
Because supposedly like, I was reading something about, first off, there was like this guy that used to work for the company that made the submarine. And he actually got fired because he was criticizing the materials that they use for their window seals. And supposedly the window seals could only match, like, or, you know, work under, like, 1,000 feet underwater or under the, sort like, water level.
Mm.
And then anything more than that, it would spread a leak or something like that. And then he got fired for it because he was like, yo, man, we can't put these fucking windows on the submarine. We have to deal with it. And then, part of like you were saying, he had the Logitech controller to be able to control everything.
I'm sorry, I'll just enter. I apologize, Ryan.
Okay.
I just got a text from Doug Ford. I'm not kidding,
Dougie Ford, man.
It says to join him at Thompson Memorial Park, June 23rd, for free food, live music, and kids rides.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. I'm not going. They'll fucking text me to go to a party. Well, if I want to go to a party, I'll invite my goddamn self.
Doug.
I guess it's nice of him to throw a party.
No! Like don't text. How'd you get my number, bitch? That's my question. Where's Thompson Memorial anyway?
I don't know.
I don't even know where it is. And you're going to text me?
Thompson Memorial? No, no, no clues.
No clue where that is. You're but lucky it had free food in that text. I would have goddamn texted you back. Listen, you son of a bitch. But you know what? I'm not going to. I'll consider it because of the free food. But let's move on to the issue that matters, which is that white people get way too excited over things that should have been in the past. So, what's his face? The director of the movie, The Titanic, mm-hmm. James Cameron. Mm-hmm. Even he was just like, this is a bad idea. Don't do that shit.
He knew beforehand?
He told them just like, yeah, he warned them apparently. He's like, yeah, don't do it. All I'm saying is he made a whole ass movie about it, and not one. I don't think they ever submerged to see the real Titanic either. It was a movie. All right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it just makes me think that billionaires are really, really bored, and they need all this excitement.
It's the whole, like, curiosity killed the cat kind of thing, you know? And, like, I get it. You know, there's different strokes for different folks kind of thing. Like, people want to do what they want to do with their money, and they feel that way. And, you know, as a billionaire, the way that, like, let's say, for example, like, the way we spend, like, maybe $200. Like, yeah, $200 is kind of a lot of money, but, sure. Like, you know, if we have to do it, we'll do it.
Sure.
I'm sure with them, for a billionaire, the way they spend $200,000 is like the way that we spend $200. So it's kind of like, man, if I have $200 to do something cool, I would probably do it.
But here's the deal. $200 for us is like a nice drink. It's like a very nice, lavish drink.
But yeah, a night out.
Yeah.
A good night out.
Yeah. No harm done can come from a $200 drink. To my knowledge, I mean, hey. I don't think it could kill you. Right?
We've had some pretty crazy experiences.
I mean, sure. a nice hangover you might get the next
morning. Yeah, okay.
At best.
Yeah.
However, if you're going undersea, where anything could happen, where a fuck up, one little mistake could fuck everything up, I want to ensure my safety is taken care of. The very first thing is, I don't want to die. Make sure that will not happen in this. Those motherfuckers sat in that thing or just like, let's go. Did they even come with seatbelts?
They definitely.
They saw the Logitech controller and they're like, cool? Really?
This is fine.
This is, everything's okay? Fuck that shit. I'm not, no. Something tells me something's fishy's going. I'm gonna go full conspiracy. I think someone was trying to kill these motherfuckers so they can get their shares of the pie. I'm just saying it.
That makes sense.
Right?
That can make sense.
Right? Something's up. Or the wives got together and they fucking just like, yo, these cheating ass motherfuckers need to go. Conspiracy afoot, ladies and gentlemen.
I booked you a submarine.
Yeah.
Fucking ride.
So you can see the goddamn Titanic. It's like, oh shit, really? God damn it. What do you need to watch the goddamn movie? There's tons of documentaries. You don't need to see the Titanic yourself.
Some people.
Speaking of some people, there's one character in this story that really grinds my gears.
Is he dead now?
No. But it's one of the passenger's sons. Mm-hmm. So here's the backstory of one of the sons. Supposedly, he got word of what happened, that his father is missing. And his reaction was, instead of staying home, consoling with the family, he said, look, when people die, everyone has their own way of, you know, dealing with the emotion of, you know, someone missing, or like when a panic is going on. You know, they either want to be with them by themselves, they want to go somewhere by themselves. You want to deal with it anywhere, and I get that. I get that. That's fine. Now, question for y'all. If a family member of an immediate family member, we're talking father, mother, brother, sister, someone you grew up with all of your life, was in imminent danger, and you are worried sick about them, would you feel coping with this stress? Dealing with this stress, the best way of dealing with it is by going to a Blink 182 concert. I like Blink 182. I fuck with them. I don't listen to a lot of their music, but the ones I do listen to, it's good shit. However, if I know that an immediate family member of mine is in danger, I'm not going to any concert. There's no artist on this planet that I'll go to. Michael Jackson could come back from the dead tomorrow. If my immediate family's in danger, I'm going with them. That's just me.
So wait. So the son of one of the people was like, what does the Blink 182 concert have to do with it? Like, what
happened? He went to the concert the day they had announced the news that the passengers were missing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's wild. I thought it was like, hey, I want my dad to come with me to this Blink 182 concert.
No.
And I miss him. No. I didn't think it was like, hey, I'm going to this Blink 182 concert.
No.
Fuck you, dad.
No.
Like that kind of shit.
He went to the concert. And was, like, he went.
Probably had a good time. And
Cardi B judged him for it. Basically said that, you know what, that's why being rich is, you know, is awful. I would rather be poor than be loved by my family than to be rich and not cared for.
I didn't realize Cardi came out and said something.
She did. And he responded saying, hey, mind your business. This is my way of coping with things. I would appreciate everyone's thoughts and prayers. That's how you deal with it? Fine. But then a few minutes after, an OnlyFans model posted on Twitter saying, and I quote, would you allow me to sit on your face? The son replies and says, yes, please. Immediately after.
What?
The whole thoughts and prayers thing.
I love how the OnlyFans comes out and just makes a joke out of it.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Next. Like, look here.
Your dad's missing. I will sit on your face to make you feel better.
I'm not thinking about anything. I'm not thinking about nothing. The only thought is my dad. If I'm trying to cope with it, drink, smoke, do something, play video games at home. Be at home with the family where they're all concerned and shit. I ain't thinking about females. I ain't thinking about no concerts. That's when you know that you are a spoiled brat and you never cared about your father in the first place, folks. If you truly listen here, folks, everyone wants to be rich. Everyone wants money. But if you truly want to be rich, spend time with your family. Be there for your kids. Don't just throw money on there, because one day, if you just throw all that money on them, there's going to be no feeling behind it. Because when the kids need you when your family needs you the most, look, who do you depend on? You know what? When this immediate danger happens, who do you depend on first? Your family. And your family not going to be there for you. Out of all the some people's kids, this has to be top five. This is literally textbook some people's kids.
Yeah.
This kid is an absolute piece of shite. Fuck this kid.
How old is he? Do you know?
I believe he's like 19 or 20.
19?
Yeah. Fuck this kid. All he's thinking about is the will. Not about his father's well-being. Next, he's going to post on Twitter, "Oh, I miss you, Dad. Love you." And then when Lisa Ann comes out with a tweet, he's going to be like, "Yes, please."
They haven't announced yet.
They announced that it's believed that they're dead because the air intake is like 100% depleted at this point.
Yeah, you're not.
So there's absolutely, like, it would be a miracle and a half if they survived. Because the air intake only is supposed to be like 72 hours.
That's wild.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, y'all, whether you're poor or rich, spend time with your kids. Be there for your kids. Don't just throw money at them. Because there's no feeling there. All right? If I ever was in immediate danger, where I fucking went, you know, goddamn on a safari trip. My plane crashes somewhere on an island. If I find out 1 second that my kid went to like a fucking Sam Smith or a fucking Ed Sheeran concert, we're going to have problems.
When you get back.
Yeah. Oh, if I make it back. Oh, my God.
No, you're going to. It's going to be that time.
And if
movie,
I get
man.
A cell phone, I'm not even going to call for help. If I get telephone communication on this island, the first thing I'm going to do is, where did that piece of shit go when he found out about my whereabouts? If the second I hear a concert or a restaurant, remove that motherfucker from my will. That's what you want to talk about? You have all these, you only have a few seconds left. You don't want to call for help. Nope. Remove him from my will.
I will be back.
I will be back no matter what. Whether I'm dead or alive, I will be back.
I will make my way.
Just remove that bitch from my will. Fuck them kids. Hang up.
Damn.
That's how I roll.
Damn.
That's how I roll.
I get it, though.
Turn your Bibles to Genesis 1:1, bitches.
That kid is nuts, man. That's like
insane.
Some like super...
Insane.
Super spoiled, super entitled fucking shit. Like, I get the whole sentence where people can come by and be like, yeah, I cope this way and stuff like that. Sure. But that's just real fucking weird, man. Like, that's a weird move.
Odd.
Like, to... There has to be, like, you know, I mean, like, I don't know. Money separates or makes the relationship between people.
It's the root of all evil, sir.
Yeah. Like, it's just an evil kind of thing. So he definitely doesn't feel or care too much about his parents. I would think, at least, because I agree with Carlos. I think that I wouldn't be able to kind of do anything or live my regular day if I had somebody in my immediate family, you know, in danger or missing at some sort of point in time. Like,
I don't know if my family member was missing and I was at that Blink-182 concert. As soon as I hear "I Miss You" by them, that song's going to fucking. oh, boy. You just hear me at the concert. Where are you? And I'm so sorry. Everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He's like, really? Hey, buddy.
He's really
okay?
Feeling it.
My dad is one of those passengers. It's not like are you okay? It's, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah. It's like, you should be getting like Scuba Steve. You know what's crazy, though? The amount of resources that were actually put into trying to finding these people.
Quite a bit.
Like, a lot.
Lots of news conferences, a lot of...
And, like, freaking, like, the Navy came out. Yeah. I think even, like, Canada sent down some fucking help. And, like, there was actually a submarine that went down there to, like, ensure that if they did find them, then, you know, something to do with, like, pressure where they can't come up to surface too quickly. So they have to go through a whole procedure. To ensure that they'd be fine. Like, the amount of resources to save these people was fucking crazy.
And still, sadly, nothing. You know, they tried. But they should have tried harder to fix that ensure their safety. Let this be a lesson to you, folks. White people don't deserve to be rich anymore. That's out of the goddamn question. See, you will never in your life hear a black person go in the goddamn submarine to discover the Titanic. You know what the black person is doing? They're trying to get businesses. All right. Trying to get the money up. Sitting at home. All right. Letting the money pile up. That's what color people do. All right. Be colored and rich is all I've got. That's my advice to all you young world. If you white, stay out of it because you're going to do some dumb shit like this. Spend all the goddamn resources. And then what? The Titanic. Guys. I don't get it. It's under the, like, if they say it's under there, it's under there. Leave it alone. Tons of documentaries where they show videos of the Titanic, I assume, being under there, right? Let it go. Why do you got to see it for yourself? What's the fascination? Ah! I can't. Got me fucking my voice cracking and shit.
Yeah, I think with, like, first off, like, the whole sort of situation that, you know, you as, like, an entrepreneur, you
By the way, this was in Canada.
What was?
The goddamn shirt. It was in Canada. Manitoba.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, what was in Manitoba?
The submarine shit.
What?
Hold on, let me triple check. I'm almost positive it was in Canada.
Does that make any sense?
Nothing makes sense anymore, dude.
But I'm just thinking, like, with that much money, you guys should fucking put the money towards making a fucking proper fucking submarine. You guys could have bought a submarine.
A massive submarine. Like, military grade.
All of you guys could have put money in towards it. You make a fucking submarine. But yet, you guys go trust this entrepreneur that, yes, maybe has a history of successful fucking deep dives, but, like, seeing the boat, seeing other boats and how that shit works, like, why the fuck would you go do something like that? I get the whole concept of, like, discovery and, like, wanting to see things for yourself and stuff like that, and I feel for them in that sense where it's like, man, if I had the ability to climb Mount Everest, then I would like to try it one day kind of thing. You know what I mean? And I guess that's the feeling that they happen to get. But it's just, it's a really unfortunate situation where, like, humans die off of stupidness. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to see. And it's like the talk of the town right now. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's talking about it.
You can't avoid it. It's news everywhere.
It's just nuts. Like, it's such a... It's such a human thing, man. Like,
it's curiosity yeah. Killing the cat, yeah, at literally. The end of the day.
Like, on a different version. Yeah. You know, curiosity's definitely hurt me in my lifetime, you know what I mean?
Hurt,
like,
me.
And it's...
My ass hurts.
What?
We'll move on.
But in this case, it's like, I don't know, just to risk your life, like, on that level, you know, for something so minuscule, like the Titanic in your life.
Oh, now, I don't know. Hold on.
You think maybe, like,
minuscule? I mean, come on. Leonardo DiCaprio was in the movie. That's a pretty big deal.
Like, you think maybe, like, the people on board that submarine had, like, ancestors to the Titanic, and that's why they felt they should go? Like, some shit like that? Some sentimental shit?
My ancestors could goddamn fucking climb Mount Everest or fucking, you know... Goddamn, go to the safari and fucking fight lions. I ain't gonna do the dumb shit in their honor and shit. If there's a reason why they're dead, all right.
Some people just
leave it be.
It's weird, man.
You're supposed to learn from these mistakes.
It is weird.
That's it. That's all I got to say about that. All right, we're gonna move on to something more lighthearted because it's a sad, somewhat stupid story, but
very stupid.
Anywho. So I had a Father's Day brunch with my family this past weekend.
Shout out to all the fathers.
Shout out to all the fathers. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real. First things first.
But how'd that go?
It was not bad. We went to Red Lobster. Had us, you know.
You guys like Red Lobster.
It's a we're a very unique family we go to the same place every goddamn time.
I've known Red Carlos. Yeah.
Or Eastside Mary.
I've known Carlos for a long time,
and
more than half my life, I think.
I would say so.
And his family loves Red Lobster.
I don't know if we love it or it's just a restaurant that we just like. I think
it's just
like,
a part of the tradition now.
It's there.
It's part of the family.
And
now.
Everyone almost gets the same thing every single time. And I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
Well, what do you? Okay, first off, what do you get at Red Lobster?
I switched it up this time. Usually I got like a steak and like a.
The surf and
like
turf.
Rice. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But now I got the. What did I get? What did I get? I did get lobster. Lobster, rice, and and green beans.
Eating good.
I'm trying.
You hear that, ladies? You like Red Lobster?
Hey. Hold on. Hang on.
Hey.
They have really good biscuits, too. I think that's probably why we go there, to be honest. That's literally the main event.
I heard the biscuits are really
pretty
good.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid. Anywho, so we're eating there. And the waitress comes back, a nice Asian woman, you know, creates conversation, really nice. She comes in and asks if the table would like drinks. So I said, you know what? I'll have a Stella.
Ooh.
Why not? I'll switch it up. It's a nice day out, beautiful day. Let me have a Stella. Great. So she goes to my dad, and for you, sir, he goes, and I quote, "Do you have coronavirus?"
What?
I'm like, what the fuck? Dad. He's like, oh, sorry. I mean Corona. And I like hide my face in absolute. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can't
Did
even,
that just happen?
You can't even write that.
I just literally my head down in shame. And I'm like, Dad. It's like, oh, I meant Corona. Yeah, Corona. And she's like, and she the look that she has, she's like.
Oh, she would have been. She's probably fucking livid.
Oh, my gosh. She's like.
That's a story of a lifetime
I'm
for
like,
her.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Did she hold her cool? Okay?
Yeah. Kept her composure. And I'm
that's
like,
funny.
Oh, fuck.
You think you would have, if it was the opposite side, you think you would have held your cool on that in that case?
What? Like if someone asked me if I had coronavirus or if I would have, if I said.
Well, there's a whole like stigma behind Asian people and corona.
Sure.
Let's say if you were in her shoes.
You think I would have been like, what the fuck?
Yes, motherfucker.
Yeah, bitch. What do you buy it? And I cough in their face. Enjoy 2 weeks of goddamn isolation, you slut. Fuck, I was like, oh my god.
What is it, slip of the tongue?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm like, he's like coronavirus. Everyone at the table is just like, oh my god.
Hey, people make mistakes.
Like that?
I was trying
can't
to
just, that was, oh
I'm
my
trying
god.
To stick up for your dad here, man.
Daddy,
damn.
No.
Damn.
I was like, no. And I just looked at him like. And he's like, what? It was an honest mistake. I'm like, man.
I would just burst out laughing.
Oh, I was like, I was so uncomfortable for the rest of the day. Oh, my God. I couldn't wait to leave.
Did she still serve you guys?
Yeah, man.
Oh, trooper, man. That's a trooper.
But yeah, she was a nice lady.
Good for her.
She was very, you know, she kept it G. She was really cool about it. But oh, my God, the confusion on her face. I was just like, oh, fuck me. Like, why? Why?
Is that a new beer?
I was like, I'm sorry, is that a new beverage?
Is
I
that
can check.
Cool, is that what the cool kids be
Y'all
talking about?
Y'all got coronavirus in the back, huh?
This dude over here looking for coronavirus.
Do you guys have coronavirus?
That's wild. That's a crazy story.
Yeah. So
slip of the tongue by your dad, man.
Boy. That was
on behalf of all Asians.
My father is somewhat not a racist. He means well. But holy shit.
That's funny. That's a very funny thing.
An interesting thing for Japan this past week. They have raised their age of consent from 13 to 16.
It was 13?
Woo!
Wow.
You know how long it was 13 for? Since the 1950s.
Wow. That's fucking weird.
Woo!
So, that's really weird, man.
Sorry to
even
all y'all.
16 is a little bit weird.
That's still,
you know what I mean? Like, I know it's 16 here.
Yeah.
In Canada.
Yeah.
But that's weird. That's just in general, like, that's weird. Fucking weird.
You will never see me. You will catch me with a 16-year-old. Don't tell you that much. It's odd as fuck.
Well, like, now that we're like 30, it's a little bit weird. It's weird. I even think,
dude,
like,
Japan was doing it for 13-year-olds.
Yeah, that's weird. But you, I guess you don't. I've never really heard that stigma where it's like people go to Japan to find.
I would usually hear like in
you hear like
tropics or like.
Yeah,
or
like
Cuba, your Cubas.
Or like, you know, Thailand, Cambodia, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You hear that. But like, I've never heard Japan. So
apparently.
Japan's probably like, man, it's such an old rule. No one really followed it. We might as well just change it. Keep up with the times kind of thing. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that there's not some fuckery out there. But that's crazy, though.
That's insane in the membrane.
I guess the whole submarine news took over that because
because that's yucky poo-poo. But, I mean, hey, it's news. It's news. We all live in this yellow submarine. That song's going to hit different, too, now. Because is there anything that you would go under the ocean for? You pay top dollar to see? You want to know why you wouldn't? I know you wouldn't. You live near the Ripley's Aquarium. Anything you need to see under the ocean? Ripley's Aquarium?
Yeah, in relation to, like, seeing anything. I don't know.
There's you nothing.
If there was, like, fucking pirate's treasure or something like that, that'd be pretty cool.
And you know for a fact that it's there?
No, you
don't. So you have to go there to discover it.
You don't.
But then that'll start a whole thing.
You gotta discover it.
Yeah,
pirate's treasure. If there was, like, treasure.
Yeah.
Shark fin soup.
Hold the fuck on. Bro, go to Captain's Boil or something.
Hey,
or some shit.
Shark fin soup is some good ass shit. I know it's illegal here now, but that shit's some good ass shit.
The
man.
Fuck?
I know people will fucking hate. Because a bully with shark fin soup, they just cut the fins off the shark and they let the
so
shark
fucking
die. So
that's why you go under the ocean? To cut shark fins?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'd probably.
PETA, you can do whatever you like with this information. Do what you will with this.
I'm just saying, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. I can't with you. I can't.
But that would probably be treasure and shark fin. And maybe to save my family.
To save your family?
Yeah.
Okay.
I jump right in. I dive in.
Well,
Trey Songz, dive in.
Oh, well, let's hope you don't do that for your family, because that's a whole different meaning. But yes. There's not many things under the ocean that I'm very curious about that I would risk my life.
But you're not a big, like, ocean.
I can't swim.
Like, lake person.
No.
Right?
But even if I am, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch the Discovery Channel or YouTube videos.
Like, let's say, like, if we're.
I have a 4K TV, so I feel like I'm right there.
So, Carlos, previous episodes, we were talking about camping. Carl was supposed to go camping this weekend with a bunch of our buddies.
Mm.
And normally at these campsites, they have, like, canoes, and you can, like, canoe into the middle of the fucking big-ass lake.
Yeah.
Where you literally cannot see the bottom because it's so deep.
Yeah.
Like, does that worry you? Does that shit scare
what,
you?
What, the deep ocean?
Like, the deep lakes.
No, it doesn't. I've been canoeing before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's all not right. This bad. Like, it's just, I've been there, done that. That's all.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, and like, bro, I've been to the top of the CN Tower. I looked at the glass. You know, I mean, it's just, what's it? I don't know.
Like when we were in, for example, we were in Cuba.
Yeah.
And we went on a catamaran excursion.
Yeah.
And loved they gave it. You the opportunity to jump in the middle of the ocean.
I can't swim. So even if I did, I wouldn't.
Like I jumped out.
Well, you could swim.
You know, just to be able to see what was out there and to be able to swim into the middle of the ocean.
Right.
Like that was cool.
Yeah.
And that's where I get this whole sort of like risk. Because really, there could have been any fucking thing in that water,
that's
man.
True.
You know what I mean?
That's
like, I mean, a fucking pufferfish.
Yeah.
Like some fucking sharks or some shit like that.
Electric eels.
You know what? Who knows, right? Mm. But it's like, man, these.
A dead body.
There's probably many dead bodies in that water.
Probably, man.
I would think.
That one, you know, that a few trips on the catamaran, they're just like, all right, everyone back on the boat. Is everyone accounted for? Okay, let's go. Well, but you didn't count. Nope. We're done here.
We're gone.
They're the ocean's problem now.
But that's just the exploration aspect
sure.
of human beings, you know.
But there's not one thought of like, I wonder what's at the bottom. You're just in the ocean because you're on top side. You're like, man, this is nice. Anyways, back on the boat.
Like, remember the Bermuda Triangle? How that was like a big thing for a long time? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, like, what's at the bottom of the Bermuda Triangle and stuff like that?
Yeah.
How, like, people make documentaries on it.
Sure. To this day, too.
And it's been such a thing. And it's like, man, if you were given, like, you know, quote unquote, sure way to see what's at the bottom of that, you wouldn't want to go?
A sure way?
Yeah. Or at least, like, somewhat. Like, let's say, like, they're, like, at 80% you're coming back. Mm.
80%?
Yeah. Let's right. No, we'll drop that down to 70.
70%.
70%.
Okay. Well, I mean, you had me at 80. I was going to ask if it's 80%. I'll just be like, all right, are we using my PlayStation controller or your Xbox controller? All right. Whose controller are we using?
That's true.
Yeah. That's all I had to say about that. Yeah, that's all.
Crazy.
It's a crazy world we live in. You have any plans this weekend?
I got my cousin's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for that.
That's nice.
Yeah. Shout out to Lynn and Mark.
Mm.
Congratulations.
Happy couple.
It's going to be they're a beautiful couple. It's going to be a lovely wedding, man. I don't know exactly all the details off the top of my head, but shout out to them. They're tying the knot.
Good shit. Good shit.
And you're going camping, I hear.
Debatable.
I think
I'll let you know.
I think you should go.
Yeah.
I think it's a great experience.
It's just a one-night thing if I go.
I know, but you go just to experience it.
What? Experience what?
Like, you go, you sleep in a tent.
Yeah.
You sleep on an air mattress.
Yeah.
You're drinking all night, having fun. I know there's a campfire ban right now, but, like, you can at least have a little bit of a pit or something like that, I think, maybe.
What the? I could do that shit at home. Have you been to G. Ross Lord Park? I could do that right there. I don't know, man. It's what? Dude, it's summer. It's summer's just beginning. There's barbecues.
It's already the end of June.
Yeah.
We got 2 more months left.
It's fine.
2 months, like, it's 8 weekends.
It's fine. Like, bro, if I wanted to goddamn sleep in a tent or something, again, G. Ross Lord Park. Barbecue, there's going to be lots of barbecues this summer. Canada Day is coming up.
Yeah.
All right? Drinking, shit. Ding, ding, written off the list. All right? I mean, everyone has their own take of what to do for camping, okay? But it's just, I don't know. It's not like I don't have an interest. It's just... I don't see the hype. I don't know. That's just my cup of tea. One day, eventually, I think I'll go camping for sure. But it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's this weekend.
I'm not prepared. We'll do the blank camping one day.
For sure. Why not?
We'll record an episode where, like, a bear is
in the woods.
After
and
shit.
And then I'll wear, like, a deer-themed clothing. And then someone will shoot me out of accidentally, assuming that I'm a deer. And I might die in the episode. And that'll be great. Ratings, but that's all I got on my mind. You have anything else to say for the kid to the kids? Oh, what's wrong? Is this your
go and get Diablo 4, everybody?
What the fuck? No. Now, okay. You know what? Next week, now we have to have an interview, ladies and gentlemen. I want to end this episode.
I'm gonna skip next week's episode.
Fuck you.
So I can
We're gonna have this addiction. We're gonna address
this. So I can play Diablo 4.
This motherfucker. I came over here, all right, and this dude was still playing Diablo. All right. Usually we're right on time. As soon as I get here, we're ready to record. Everything's set. I was still waiting for this dude, all right? He died, and he was raging and shit. He almost broke the goddamn fan, all right? We almost didn't have air conditioning in here. He has a problem. And next week, we're going to figure it out. It's intervention week, y'all. Stay tuned and see how we can solve this problem. If you have a video or game addiction, you might want to watch this one because we're going to get through it. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank. With Carlos and Ryan. Fuck Diablo. Sue Woo to the death of me. And that's all I got to say. And remember to feel it. Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.